Tacoma, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials saying 305 people killed Friday by suspected Islamic militants happened in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. Islamic State militant group has been carrying out such attacks in the region, but no group so far claiming responsibility. We get more on the story now from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Mourners pay their respects at the funerals for the hundreds of worshippers killed at a mosque in Egypt on Friday, one day after the bloodiest attack in Egypt's modern history. Witnesses say a bomb struck a mosque in the town of Bir al-Abad in the North Sinai region. Scores of gunmen set up outside the building in off-road vehicles, then opened fire on those trying to escape.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says the attack will not go unpunished. United States warning Pakistan there would be repercussions in bilateral relations unless Islamabad immediately rearrests and prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city Mumbai. Warning comes after Pakistan authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist. They said it was lack of evidence. He had been under house arrest. Detentions of the cleric stem from allegations of terrorism. Some international flights in and out of Bali, Indonesia, cancel. A volcano erupting there with smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air. Second time it's gone active in a week. Residents of the local community asked to be calm. 25,000 people already evacuated from the slopes of the volcano. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in protest held in countries throughout Europe and elsewhere to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. In Paris, hundreds took to the streets after French President Emmanuel Macron announced an initiative to address violence and harassment against women in the country. He said 123 women were killed by a partner or former partner in France in 2016. Greg Wathery is Director General of the International Coalition for the Abolition of Prostitution. He spoke in Paris.
The scale now of the needs is also increasing with this new momentum because victims are coming to us, reaching our frontline offices and asking for support, asking to access the new rights provided by the law. And unfortunately, we do not have additional means to meet this growing expectation. And that's very disturbing to realize that there is a new political language, a new acknowledgement of what's happening in terms of sexual abuse, but not additional means to face those growing needs.
And around the world, protests took place from Brazil to Mozambique and to Turkey. In Rome, protesters urged Italy's politicians to focus their attention on the issue and increase funding for shelters and other institutions that help women. According to the UN, violence against women and girls, in their words, is one of the most widespread, persistent, and devastating human rights violations in the world today. Australia's latest blueprint for foreign policy says greater self-reliance is needed as the country is preparing for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful. We get the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Opportunity, security, strength are the three words on the cover of Australia's latest foreign policy document. The white paper is the first since 2003 and sets out Canberra's global strategy for the next decade. Its blunt assessment is that China is challenging America's position as the dominant force in the Asia-Pacific region. The policy blueprint argues the US will remain crucial to Australia's national security, but says Canberra must build even closer ties to Beijing. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull believes Australia must adapt to an evolving world order. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
People of Nepal voting for a new parliament. Second phase of the election will take place on December the 7th, more than a decade after the end of a civil war between Maoist guerrillas. Nepal is hoping this election, the first parliamentary poll since 1999, will complete a transition from a monarchy to republic.
That's the latest world news from VOA.